This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We are back with a big Tuesday edition of the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, how are we feeling?
Oh, we're feeling pretty good, Spike Lee. Good to see you. Jackie Baseball, we got 1 week before we head to the winter meetings, brother. Holla at your boy.
Everything's fine.
Do something!
Back to the Eagles. Yeah.
Back to the Eagles.
Actually, before the Eagles.
Yeah, awesome. What do we got?
Jack. Is Jerry Maguire a rom-com or a sports movie?
Rom-com.
Okay, not a sports movie.
No.
We're just discussing this in the hallway.
Yes.
I think we all landed on rom-com, not sports movie. Sports is the scene, the
exactly.
background, but it's not a sports movie.
It's why, like, you morons try to tell me that Die Hard's a Christmas movie.
Die Hard's not a Christmas movie.
Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
It is not a Christmas
movie. It's not
a Christmas movie.
It's just around Christmas.
Does it have Christmas music?
I've never seen it.
Why am I even talking to you then?
What a moron. Oh, boy. Big show with three morons today. We'll introduce some other morons. Elliot joins us at 2. There will be 4 morons here.
Leo!
Or 3, rather. 3 Tuesdays with Elliot. We have a lot to ask Elliot about.
The recently unprofessional Elliot Shoreparks.
Yeah. Is he a big J Journo? Did he have a scoop? We don't know. We also have to have him defend some of his Twitter takes. Jordan Mailata will join us at 4. Mm. At 4:30, we will debate the new proposed MLB golden at-bat rule, which I'm very excited about. And then at 5:30, an update on our fraudulent fantasy football league with Commissioner Buzz that I hate, that I wish I didn't do. Mm. All right. So
sounds like a fun show.
It is a fun show. But I got to start by getting everybody in line. And that includes you, Ike Reese. It includes Jack Fritz. It includes the Philadelphia Eagles, everybody. I am incredibly excited that the Philadelphia Eagles have won 8 games in a row, and it looks like we are part of the class of the NFL. However, Jack said something yesterday, and you agreed, and everybody's talking about it again, is like Super Bowl, Super Bowl, Super Bowl, Super Bowl. And talking about the Super Bowl after 12 games is too early. It's not good for us, and specifically, it's not good for the team. And we did the same thing with the Phillies. And I remember...
Yeah, the Phillies were fraudulent.
Well, but that's what
this Eagles team's not fraudulent.
But 2 months into the season, you guys are like, get me to the postseason, get me to the postseason. And you know what? I think the team thought the same thing, and everything fell apart during the season. Nobody wanted to acknowledge it. The team didn't want to acknowledge it. We didn't want to acknowledge it. And it's all because we were thinking about something that happens months in advance. Mm-hmm. Look, this team is 10-2. They have played great for the last, you know, 6-7 weeks. But they have 5 games left, right? In those 5 games, there are 2 playoff teams that we have left in these 5 games. We have 3 division games in these 5 games. There is a lot of season left. We're still giving the ball to the running back 30 times a game. We have 2 defensive backfield starters with concussions who aren't playing. A quarterback that everybody's scared of throwing. I'm just saying, before we start doing the Super Bowl thing, and I know the players say it, but I need them to believe it. I need us to believe it 1 game at a time. In fact, even this weekend, we're facing a team that looked like they were trash at the beginning of the year, and then all of a sudden look like maybe they're putting together a little bit. There are a lot of
like
games.
Trash for one game.
What's that?
They look like trash for one game.
Who?
The Eagles.
No. I'm talking about the team we're playing on Sunday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. I'm just saying there's a lot of football left. I don't think our minds should be in Super Bowl yet. I certainly don't think the players' minds should be in Super Bowl yet. And this all this talk, I've just seen this go the wrong way. One game at a time for us, one game at a time for them.
Yeah. The hell with all that nonsense. That ain't what we do around here. We're not going one game at a time. A lot of that what you said made sense. I can totally understand where the logic is coming from.
Yep.
I'm not disagreeing with that, but this is the benefit of being fans. We're fanatics. We're fanatics. Right? That's what we do. We overreact. We get super high. We get super low. And right now, after the slow start to the season and having to dig our way out of it, and a lot of it was baggage from last year too, old St. Nick, I like Hugh Douglas. There he is, Black Santa. Love it. My brother.
What's going on?
I don't know what's going on. I got Joe running around here in a green suit, looking like Buddy the Elf. All right, let me get back to what the hell I was supposed to be doing here.
That was distracting.
Yeah, it was totally distracting.
You were talking about the Super Bowl.
Yes.
And you shouldn't be.
We should be.
You should not.
And you made a lot of great logical points. But here's the thing, Spike. And I was saying, we're fans, man. This is the fun part of the season. Now, if it was early, like if we hadn't gotten to Thanksgiving yet, I can understand, like, man, so much football left to be played. And don't get me wrong, there's still a lot of football left to be played.
Basically a third of the season.
I completely agree. And when you add in the postseason, where you still got to win three games at a minimum to get to the Super Bowl or win it. But this is the fun time of the season. This is the time where we're supposed to be celebrating our team. We're on an 8-game winning streak. How can you not think about all the endless possibilities of what this team could do this year? Where we could be going over the next 2 months? I'm so excited because once this thing gets rolling like it's rolling right now, it's a party every week, man. You know what I love doing, Spike? I love Sunday nights or Monday mornings looking at Twitter, because it's really the only social media outlet I'm on now. And seeing videos of Eagles fans celebrating after the victories on the road in Baltimore, all the Eagle fans that were down there. Like, that, man, this is the time of the year. We deserve this. We deserve this. Now, some fans are front-running fans, and they jump on and off bandwagons. I'm talking about other cities. I'm not talking about our fans. I'm talking about fans of other teams. We live and die with this team all year long. It consumes us. And when we appear to be on the precipice of the payoff, man, how could you not get excited? So I understand. Players, coaches, keep your head down. Don't drink the perfume. Don't listen to WIP. Don't listen to all the people that's patting you on the back. But us as fans, oh nah. I'm going to revel in this. Because here's the thing. I know what's at the end of this thing that could be. Heartbreak. This is the first time you get to hear my passionate plea about this, Spike.
About heartbreak?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because as a fan, it doesn't matter, man. I'm going to lay it on the line for this team every year, no matter what, knowing that it's more likely I'm going to be disappointed and my heart's going to get broken. And I'm still going to do it every year. So when I get a time like this, I got to enjoy it. And I'm not thinking about winning the damn NFC East. I'm not thinking, I'm thinking number one seed, hosting the NFC championship game. I'm thinking about us. What'd you say we're going to eat? Beignets?
We will eat beignets.
Yeah. Whatever it is down there.
Jambalaya.
How could I not think about all that right now? And so as a fan, we're well within our right. I'm going to enjoy this. I'm going to talk my trash. My team is 10-2. We won 8 in a row. And yes, Super Bowl is all that's on my mind. I don't play the game. I don't play. I can't hit anybody. Even the thought of it hurts. So I have no impact on the outcome of the game. Whether I'm nervous every day or I'm overly excited, I have no impact on the outcome of the game. It's those players and coaches' jobs not to listen to all the hype and the pats on the back on the outside. It's not our job to temper our excitement. It's their job to not be overly influenced by it. My job is to get this fan base riding on this train, especially the ones I know that ride with me every year. They ride, and it's time for us to ride.
Do you work for a travel agent? Are you just trying to sell flights to New Orleans? Is that what you're trying to do, sell early flights and reservations in New Orleans?
I'm not, man.
Travel agent Ike over here.
I can't wait to go down there and take over New Orleans.
215-592-9494. Is it too early to start talking about the Super Bowl with the Eagles?
Wayne, I'm looking for everybody from New Orleans.
Haven't even won the division yet. and we're already talking about the Super Bowl. Jack, is it too early?
No, of course not. I just and Ike laid it out there very eloquently.
Thank you.
Per usual. But I also can lay out things very eloquently as well.
Occasionally.
Usually about the baseball team.
Yeah.
Yes.
But here, it's about the football team. Because I don't understand the one game at a time mentality. Where there's no way that you're watching this team every weekend and being like, ah, well, hold on, the Panthers.
Yes.
And hold on.
Yes, I am. You don't know me very well.
I know you. Okay. I'm talking about other people.
Do you remember in June I was stressed out about a Phillies loss?
That was a tough one to get through.
Yeah.
But you ended up being right about that. But again, that Phillies team was fraudulent. This Eagles team, not fraudulent. You watch them every weekend. I think they're the best Eagles team of my lifetime. With the 04 Eagles, who knows the line would be? Maybe a pick 'em. I don't know. But what we're watching is something that doesn't happen very often. And what I think about in times like this is the one-year guys. I think about the future of Saquon Barkley. I think of the future of Zach Bond. I think of how this team is currently constituted. And if they don't get it done, there's no guarantee you're back next year. We made this mistake in 2022 where it was, they'll be back next year, they'll be back. And then they weren't. And it was awful. And thank God they're back again.
And here they are 2 years later.
But they have to get it done or else you're just wasting the talent on this team.
First part of getting it done is actually winning the division,
we're over that. They're going to win the division. Win the division.
You're putting all this bad juju into the world after the team was 10-1 last year.
Yeah, but again, that team was fraudulent. They were. I think we can all be honest with ourselves now. Watching them week to week, they didn't feel right.
Yeah.
What does it feel right about this team? Maybe if you want to do the quarterback thing, yeah. But like, everything else
That's none of our hang-up. That's none of our hang-up. That's your hang-up.
Well, it might be our hang-up at some point. All right, 215-592-9494. Too early to start talking about the Super Bowl. And we do have a next question today. And, Jack, I think we have to get better about awarding. When we're doing Foxhole Guy next question, we have to award it at the end of the show. So remind me at the end of the show. So for next question today, the winner, you will give your sports point. We'll say next question. We'll ask you the question. The winner today becomes an official WIP Afternoon Show Foxhole Guy. It is Ozzy Osbourne's 77th birthday today. Happy birthday, Ozzy, 77. Jack had a great idea. Who is your go-to British person? Your go-to Brit today. So
we are enough Brits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of Brits.
Plenty of Brits. And listen,
yeah.
I know our whole stance has been we're the most American show on this station.
Yeah.
But it's a funny question.
Yeah, it is a funny question. Well, every day for us is what is your favorite American. Once in a while, we can do what's your favorite Brit. All right, Jack, what is your go-to Brit?
Now, it's a bit of a throwback.
Okay.
Bit of a throwback. But I think this might be the greatest choker in the history of the world. And that is General Charles Cornwallis, who was the general of the...
who lost in the Revolutionary War.
Who lost to George Washington in the Revolutionary War. Essentially up 3-1.
That's your go-to Brit.
And our LeBron,
all right,
the GOAT, George Washington, came back and took down General Cornwallis.
All right. Now,
put some thought into that.
Yes. So now Ike's go-to Brit, he's not sure if he's a Brit or not.
Yeah, I'm not even sure.
Okay, who's your go-to Brit?
Stringer Bell.
I think he is. I'm pretty sure he is.
Yeah. He is?
Yes. Idris Elba, you're talking about? Yeah. I think he's a Brit. I'm pretty sure he's a Brit. Yeah, because he's on that BBC show. Isn't he on Sherlock Holmes, the BBC show? I think he is. Yeah, I'm 99.9% sure.
He's a Brit.
He's a Brit. All right, mine is. Now, there is a bit of a Philadelphia connection, if only one photo. You ask me, Brit, I'm going Princess Di. I always go Princess Di. And there's that photo with her wearing the Eagles jacket,
sure,
which is famous. I have that T-shirt. So my go-to Brit, Princess Di. All right, that is next question today. 215-592-9494. Is it too early to start talking about the Super Bowl? And next question, who is your go-to Brit? Corey in Columbus leads us off. Corey, you're on WIP.
Man, you all over the place, man. Like, one minute you in Philly, next minute you in New York, then you in Cali, then you in Britain. First of all, last week you just told us when we beat the Rams, we need to start thinking about the Super Bowl. That was you.
Dude, I got to do a show every day, Corey.
Unless you got an AI voice or something. That was you. You said that.
Yes.
I've been thinking about Super Bowl since week one. And stop putting what you feel and your 20 other minions out here that calling the afternoon show, greatest show.
Well, hold on, you're one of our minions.
Hey, but I got my own takes. I'm not taking your takes. I mean, I ride with the Ohio legend, you know.
Because we see eye to eye on a lot of things.
But the rest of y'all, the Scrooge and the Grinch, I don't ride with y'all. Y'all my boys now. If I see y'all, you know, if y'all need help on the street or something, I got y'all back. But when it comes to these Eagle things, I'm looking at y'all side eye because I'm riding the Super Bowl. I ain't worried about no quarterback. I'm not worried about no coach. I ain't worried about none of that. I'm 10 toes down. If I was Deion Sanders, I'd be 8 toes down. I'm down with my boys. I ain't got no hits. I ain't worried about Carolina Panthers. See, like, we focus. Every single day we focus. The division, last year that made us built. Like, that made us strong. Like, you know, that ain't happening ever again. So I know you might be a little bit nervous. Like, you know, you weren't here for the 2020 U2-1. You and Johnny March, y'all had the same kind of fear rumbling in your stomach. That ain't happening on this side. We ready. Who wants up? Carolina? Pittsburgh? Y'all up? All right, whoever get in the way, we knocking them down. Like I said, this ain't Elliott's boxing class. Whoever show up, we whoop their ass. I tell y'all, it's 10 toes, so I'm not worried about that. And you know, we can talk Super Bowl, you know, because we fans. But now, I don't care about what they do in the locker room. I know 6-7, I got them folks. They working today. He said, we working tomorrow. They say, yeah.
I'm telling you, Corey, sometimes that conversation sneaks into the locker room. Because it's not just going on here. It's going on TV, which there's no way those guys aren't watching ESPN and FS1 and NFL Network.
They're all on social media.
I'm telling you, they're still disrespecting us.
The media is still disrespecting us. You still got people out here saying the quarterback can't play. Mm. Still got people out here calling the Lions the best team, which they not. And Kansas City, we gonna see y'all, baby. That's all I'm gonna say.
We might not even see Kansas City, Corey.
Yeah, they stink.
They may not get out of the AFC. They stink.
No, I wouldn't do that.
They stink.
They've lost one game and they've won two straight Super Bowls, Jack.
They stink.
I would not do that.
They got to get out of the AFC.
Well, I mean, look, Kansas.
Got to get through Buffalo.
The end of this Kansas City season is going to go one of two ways. They're either going to lose in the playoffs and everyone's going to go, see, we knew the whole time. Or they're going to win the friggin' Super Bowl again and everyone's going to go, see, we should have never doubted them. They know how to win.
That's true.
I'm not locked in on either side of that Kansas City argument yet. I'm still terrified of them until I'm not terrified anymore.
I want the rematch. That's what I want to say. Hey, remember, Ike and them went down, and we got the rematch in 2017-18. I want the rematch. That's what I want. All right? But my go-to Brit is a Goldburns call with my boy Adam Wilkes from Britain. Adam from Wales. That's my go-to Brit.
Adam from Wales?
Who's that?
He's a caller.
It's a caller.
Yeah.
Well, it's got to be somebody we all know, right?
Nah, but listen, Corey's already a foxhole guy, but yeah. I love Adam and Wales.
Yeah, has Adam and Wales called
it's
us?
Called us?
I think he's called twice, but not in the Spike era.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it doesn't count.
Well, much like the Ben era, that didn't count. This show, I'm just kidding. Like, you're just kidding. But
we won the Super Bowl in the Ben era.
Yeah, that's all. What have you delivered?
Yeah.
A World Series.
Ben Livingston delivers the Super Bowl.
What you think it is, we got to the World Series and the Super Bowl with Jack.
Yeah,
we didn't win it, though. We didn't win it.
Well, that's once we got the cancer out of the building, Spike Eskin.
Oh. I won a Super Bowl here.
Yeah, and then what'd you lead us to?
What's that?
But then what'd you lead us to post-Super Bowl?
The rest of your career.
Well, yeah, you'll
You're welcome, Jack.
Yeah.
All right. 215-592-9494. Too early to talk about Super Bowl. Yoshi in Brewerytown. Ooh, this is not working. Jack, can you put Yoshi up? Right. That thing's not working here. There you go. Yoshi, you're on WIP.
My man Spike, Big Ike, Jackie, baby. Happy. It's Tuesday, right? Because I've been on work for like 7 days.
It is Tuesday. It's Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday. What's poppin', fellas? Yo, Hey, look, look, hey, Spike.
Yes.
I agree with Corey, man. You weren't here last year, man. We was in the slums. I mean, we was 10-something. And we had a winning record. But, man, we weren't confident. We was like, woo, a win is a win. Got another one. I mean, bruh, when we was at a party, what's that, and it won't nothing to get intoxicated with. Now we drunk because this team is just elevated. I mean, you got to stop this, Spike. You like the guy... We sitting there, you talking to her, talking to us. You said the girl, she just called me. It's 12 o'clock. What do you think she wanted to do? It's 12 o'clock at night. What do you think she wanted to do? Huh? We talking to what I'm saying, Ike.
No, I know what you're saying.
I don't get those calls, Yoshi. I don't know about I had a different life than you.
Hey, bro, I'm going to tell you why I used to get them calls all the time. I mean, Spike, they were setting up the calls at 2 o'clock p.m. for the 11 o'clock p.m. call. I mean, man, let me stop. I was a bad boy.
I can't even control himself.
Yeah, I know. See, they should have called me because then they could have had most of their 2 o'clock hour remaining. By 2:02, we'd be ready for the rest of the day.
Hey, Spike, I can write a book about women like Harry Potter was. God, let me stop.
Okay.
All right. Oh, man. But we're having a great time, man. We can talk about Super Bowl at this point in time. We can talk about it. We got, what, 4 or 5 games left?
Two against playoff teams, 3 against division teams. We're still a game back. Well, buddy, we're still a game back of the 1 seed. We still haven't won the division. Oh, Yoshi's gone. He got too excited.
Yep.
Well, that's good.
Popped off.
Wow. I need to know his... Jack, at some point, just get his go-to Brit. That's all I need.
Even though he's already a Foxhole guy?
Yeah. I still want to know who his go... Because it's going to be some girl.
All right. I'll text
you. Yeah. Definitely gonna be
I just want to know what his go-to Brit was. All right. Do we think when Elliot joins us at 3, do we think he even knows any British people that aren't soccer players?
Oh, that's what I'm saying.
That aren't soccer players.
I mean, he traveled to Ireland to see the Spice Girls.
So it could be one of the Spice Girls.
He went to Ireland to see the Spice Girls?
Yeah. He did, yeah.
Yeah, he's...
No, I think it's when the Eagles were out there in 2018.
Ireland?
No, they were in England, but I think he started in Ireland and then worked his way to London for the game.
Gotcha. Oh.
And his go-to Brit was Daniel Craig.
Oh, that's a good one.
Daniel Craig.
A disappointing Yoshi answer.
Yeah.
But Daniel Craig is
he's a good Brit.
Good movies, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, James Bond.
Yeah. I've never been a bondsman.
Never bought him as James Bond.
I always, the guy, Idris Elba, and there's always been rumors. I always thought he would have been an awesome James Bond.
Yeah.
He would have been a good, super smooth, takes care of business.
Different for the audience.
Yeah, but I think they would have been all right with it.
Brother would have been James Bond yet.
Yeah, but I would have worked with him, I think.
Oh, yeah.
He's a good choice.
Was he voted the sexiest man alive?
I think he's the sexiest man alive.
Okay.
Well,
should have been your go-to Brit.
Yeah. Well, look. Now that I think about it, I was just gonna say
Sean Connery and Roger Moore are my only two James Bonds.
James Bonds.
Yes.
Right. Well,
Timothy Dalton and all that. Daniel Craig and
I'm trying to think who's the guy before Daniel Craig. Was that
Pierce Brosnan?
Pierce Brosnan.
See, that's my James Bond.
Yes, Pierce Brosnan.
Oh, yeah, that's Remington Steele.
Well, it's GoldenEye.
Yeah, he was Remington Steele, though.
He didn't know anything about Remington Steele.
Yeah, but you guys don't understand GoldenEye on Nintendo 64.
No, I never played that.
Yeah.
I know it's a big game. It's a big game. All right.
No golden tee.
We are 20 years apart.
Yes, we are.
Wow.
Oh, that makes it feel worse.
Wow.
Don't worry. You'll get older, too.
That was an unnecessary shot.
Yeah, you'll get older. Don't worry, Jack. Comes for us all. Time comes for us all.
Yeah,
if you're lucky, actually.
If you're lucky, exactly.
Yeah, all right. So Elliot will join us at 3. Is it too early to start talking about Super Bowl? I say it is. There's still a lot of season left. I don't need to be infecting the team with our nonsense. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.